Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, don't be a bug, a fool. Learn all that you can from the show that's really cool. They'll teach you survival and go through what is the flashbang game, political tangents. Thursday night, you know where to go. Tune in to Apocalypse. Apocalypse Nana Show.
All right.
Woo! That was my welcome to the Apocalypse Nana Show. I completed my challenge from Rob to write a disco theme song. Next week, I have to do epic like soundtrack.
You killed it!
Oh my god! It was like the hardest thing I've ever written.
Really?
The other thing,
oh,
show,
come on.
The other thing show songs took me maybe like 5 minutes to write,
right,
and then make the music and the, you know, recording it and put it together was a lot.
Do you write the music that makes the whole world sing?
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. No, as a matter of fact, I write the songs of love and everything. And when we're on it, I write the songs of love that make the young girls cry.
Oh, yeah.
I write the song.
By the way, Barry Manilow didn't write that song.
Who did?
Is that right?
You don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember that he didn't write the song. I write the songs.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Well, welcome to the Apocalypse Nana Show. I'm your host, Jacqueline Drew. With me tonight in the studio are R.W. Klinger.
Hello, hello, hello.
Galactic 8.
Hello, hello, hello.
And my grandson, the Boomeister. There you go.
That's a joke.
It is a joke. Thank you for joining us. I know you do. I got you two slices today. Did you eat them all?
Yes, I did.
Were they any good?
I guess that is kind of an answer, whether or not you like them.
You got to stay on topic tonight, okay?
Okay.
Are you talking to him, Jack, or me?
No, we never stand up. Okay. All right, so that is not one of the rules is Rob rule, law number 27. Do not talk while Nanny is talking, okay? That's the rule that Rob breaks all the time.
All the time.
Why do you think he got me all this stuff? Every time he breaks that rule, he has to buy me something. Every time he breaks that rule, he has to buy you something. So that's why you got all that stuff today. Just saying. The other day, when we were doing the show, Rob was like, oh, my bad, let me write it down. Okay, so.
Yeah, he brought like a whole house worth of furniture to your house today.
He did. Some poor person out there, this college student getting their first apartment starting out, is out there garbage picking for stuff, and Rob took it all.
Like a full-sized headboard, two tables, two
chairs
with arms.
A mirror.
Yeah, a mirror. It's a big mirror.
It's a nice mirror. See yourself.
Lounge chairs. Yeah,
lounge
outside.
Chairs.
Do you think my grandson left because he doesn't want to try the eating experiment?
No, I think he left because we're bored.
He's a 7-year-old.
He wanted pizza.
He's definitely 7-year-old.
Oh, so it is raining in Pittsburgh right now. So we may lose a connection. If you lose us, we will be right back on the air. We'll just call in using another connection. Because right now we're going through telephone via internet, and internet's supposed to go.
All right, do shout out for Harold and Susie in the chat room.
Harold and Susie in the chat room. Glad
hello
to have you.
Hello.
Okay, do first 15 minutes so I can talk about whatever I want to talk about.
I love this part of my Thursday.
Okay, so because I like to keep it light and I like to keep it angry and just total ranting. Touching upon something I have not touched upon in weeks.
No, you haven't. I'm dying to hear this.
That man.
That. Is that like that girl? That man?
That man. The orange one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Let's make some predictions. It's going on right now. From what I'm collecting on the news, you know, not to take your name there, Kate. What I'm getting on the news, not yet, Luke, is that he's making some really strong statements. Like, the one he just made was he's got a lawsuit coming up against his university and he doesn't think the judge should preside over because he's of Mexican descent.
Oh, but,
yeah, you didn't hear that?
Wow, no.
No, you didn't? Okay, no. And his reasoning behind it, boop, please put down your hair, we're not ready yet. His reasoning behind it is because Donald Trump says, well, you know, I made some comments derogatory about Mexicans and keeping the wall and building the wall so a judge, insert born in Illinois, with Mexican heritage would be biased towards me. So that's what he said there. He wants all Muslims to not only register if you're already in this country, but ban all incoming Muslims for anything. Register the Muslims that are already in the country, ban any more from entering, and are you ready? Surveillance systems in the mosques. Now, Paul Ryan is like, oh, come on, Trump, stop. You want us to take you serious as a political candidate, you got to stop. And Trump's reaction is this. The GOP needs to be quiet. I'm quoting him. Shut up and be with me or I'll do it on my own. Thoughts, Rob?
I think he's digging himself a grave. I think we're heading for communism if he does get into a higher position in office. I think we're doomed, basically, and ouch. How's that? Ouch.
Well, what's your thoughts? So I really can't really say whether you're right or wrong. Caitlin, what's your thoughts on Donald Trump and his recent behavior?
I don't know whether or not to be shocked at this point. I had heard at one point that the Republicans were actually seriously considering replacing him as the candidate.
That is, you know what?
Oh, explain that. How do they do that? I'm not really sure.
Technically can't. The delegates are pledged to him, but they can change the rules of the election of that up until July 1st, and they can change it without his knowledge. And what they could do is they could change it to being the delegates can pledge to whoever they want to pledge to. So when they go and have, instead of automatically having to pledge to Donald Trump, what, Boo? First 15 minutes or whatever I want to talk about. So why don't you go play until after the first commercial break, and you can come back and we talk about the apocalypse. Okay. All right. So he wants to talk about the apocalypse. He's telling me I'm going off tangent. So anyhow, and hopes of the delegates, there are a lot of bylines. Laws in the convention rules, okay? And I'm pretty sure that somewhere, somehow, some way, both Democrat and Republicans have set up a law in there that can give them the authority to remove a candidate or to change the way the delegates vote. They would have to. I mean, like, yeah, by the people, for the people, but what if this guy goes out and hits 12 drunks with a car? You know, there's got to be, and I'm thinking that's what it is. It's a court thing. It's got to be, because right now you got the New York Attorney General, okay? Oh, my gosh, speaking of which, we'll go back on that. If the New York Attorney General is bringing charges against Trump University, that is, whether it's a charge against him, which could be one of the breaking of the rules, okay? Now, second of all, bribery. Okay, and there's other rules that he has broken. One of the rules he has broken is he offered Ben Carson, who we don't hear anything about anymore. Okay, like it's like
who?
Yeah, like he died. He offered Ben Carson a job on the administration, and if he, you know, supports him. Hold on. I told you this. Let me tell you how this goes.
Your grandson is gonna stab me.
Somebody gets hurt with that stick.
Oh,
he left. Okay. So anyhow, Ben Carson, which is against the law, you cannot promise somebody to give you support. Ben Carson openly stated that on Good Morning America. So there's a lot of things that they could do, and they're just not pushing that button yet. But with a disapproval rating of 60%, meaning 60% of all Republicans absolutely despise Donald Trump. There's people like me that will not vote for him. I will not vote for him. I just absolutely refuse to vote for him. So I would look, I would actually look that that's possible that they're going to do that. And the same thing goes with Hillary. don't automatically assume she's got that nomination for the simple fact that I think they are waiting. They are waiting. When is that convention? I think it's in 2 months, 2 weeks. That rolls differently. The Democrat, you may actually see them superdelegates actually turn on Hillary on that convention floor. You could see it.
I mean, at this point, how much of a chance do you think Bernie has?
Bernie has just as much chance of being the presidential nominee as Hillary does.
Do you think that's why he's hanging in there and why he hasn't given up?
Because take out the superdelegates. Take them out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much neck and neck. Only a couple hundred delegates separate them. Mm-hmm. Those superdelegates can make or break the difference. If she gets indicted or something happens over the next week, which is going to happen, if she gets the nomination, that is the October surprise. Okay? That is the October surprise. But the Republicans are fearful of doing that because they don't want Trump in office. So I think the convention in Cleveland for the Republicans is going to be very interesting. I think look over the next couple weeks. Paul Ryan is more and more in the news with his disgust with Donald Trump. For a woman that has secured the nomination or just about technically, she's not in the news. So, and Bernie's hanging in there because, and I asked my son this, I said, why is Bernie hanging in there? It's not just a superdelegate. He said, Mom, what if the eve of the convention there's an indictment? Because if he's out, she's automatically the nominee. Anyhow, an indicted nominee. So this is what you've got to look at. It's a mess, Rob. It is a mess.
Harold said that if this
we don't
happens,
care what Harold said.
We do because we love Harold. Harold says that if this happens with Donald Trump and the delegates push up elsewhere, okay, that there will be a revolt in the United States.
Here's why it won't.
Go ahead. Harold, listen up.
30%. 30% right now favor Donald Trump and the Republican Party, 30%. Half of them aren't going to do anything about it. Half of them are not going to do anything. You're talking about 15% of the Republican Party, which isn't very much, are going to revolt. It won't happen. It will not happen.
Now, there was a story on, I guess it was Yahoo News, some picture of a woman who supposedly was beaten up by anti-Trumpers turned out to be a hoax.
Yeah, it was a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It won't happen. They were supposed anti-Trump people were supposed to beat her up. It was from a movie set.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't think it'll happen. Donald, you can't assume anything. You know, here's what's going to happen. If Donald Trump, let's say, everything goes as according to plan, and he becomes the presidential nominee, then I would look for the Democrat Party to play down. Every single piece of dirt on Donald Trump will surface. Well, thank you, Mia.
Mia, thank you.
Wow. Hello. You didn't make that pizza? Because I already
thank you.
Do that. Okay, well, we're talking about our food. Put that in the middle here, Kate.
Yeah, they're like little, they're baby Jesus.
They're baby Jesus and a weenie, but they're in pretzels. So, here's my Harold. I'm going to revolt. I'm going to revolt because I support Donald Trump. I'm going to revolt. I'm going to probably revolt. Okay, here's how it's going to go. Okay, let me give it to you. Let me look at the convention.
Oh, Harold.
Okay. And this will be, I think it's July 17th, the week after 48 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it would be the Monday following
48 hours.
The end of 48 hours. So.
July 18th. No, it's the following week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Monday after 48 hours is the 11th.
Right, so it'll be the following Monday. Okay. So here it is. Somewhere around the 20th or 19th, they find out that, oh, my God, they're changing rules. And they're like, we're going to revolt. We're going to go to the Cleveland Convention Center, and we're going to riot. So, yes, I'm going to give Harold that. There'll be a lot of shit on the street in Cleveland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's keep in mind that the Cleveland governor himself is number one behind this movement right now. He is number one behind Paul Ryan, in front of Paul Ryan. Stop Trump. So that's on the 20th. We're going to revolt. And then the following week, maybe not. Okay, that guy's not too bad. So that's how it's going to go, okay? That's how it's going to go.
someone join chat. Hello to DTF, Donald yeah. Trump forever.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's you think it's Dan?
It might be Dan.
But hi, Dan.
All right, so that's just my feelings on it. But then again, in the very odd instance, Harold just maybe. What the hell are you doing, Rob, with your pants?
I'm just a little tight in my pants region. I think I had too many liquids.
Too much talk about Trump.
Yeah. Actually, I do have something to say about Trump that really didn't please me. I mean, I probably won't vote for him, but yeah, and he can be a jerk. But this week he was an exceptional jerk when he basically proclaimed that the Orlando shooter was not from the United States and a terrorist. And,
right. And
he was born in New York City.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's American.
You know what? If you're going to say shit on people, it better be right.
Like, what was the point of him even bringing that up? It's if we don't know his agenda at this point.
Okay,
you know?
That's true.
He's just digging a grave for himself because he keeps running his mouth.
How about his second wife knew he was going to do that?
Really?
You didn't see that?
No.
He's going to be indicted. She
Wait,
drove...
did she not go to the gay bar with him?
She took him to the gay bar many times. Remember when it just happened Sunday, and I turned around and I said to you, this is a hate crime, Rob. This guy hates the fact that he's a homosexual himself and won't admit it. Do you remember I said that to you?
Yeah, which
ended up
they're
being
proving,
true.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Ken and I, my husband and I, had this conversation about her being indicted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's definitely going to have to go to jail. I mean, second degree murder is a third degree murder.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
She's just an accessory. Because she didn't. She wasn't in on the planning.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but she's an accessory because she drove to get the ammunition. But also, it could be said it's tricky. I was reading articles with different law professors. It's a tricky situation because she has to believe he is really going to do this. You know,
mm-hmm.
She has to go in. In order for her to be considered a cop, she has to 100%. It'll prove that she would 100% believe that he was going to do this.
You know. That's a really interesting statement, and here's why. I'm not defending what he did by any means. I'm not defending his actions. But, you know, our lives, Jackie, we're fiction writers, and we do some crazy things,
mm-hmm.
You know? We think some crazy things. We talk about scenarios and crazy things. And we do that with our closest friends, like Collective Kate. And Kate tells us stories, too, that happen.
Right.
You know, if our spouses went with us on one of these adventures, it's like, would they be held accountable for that because we're writers? You know, was this guy creative or not?
And here's what I'm saying. Or was he just like, oh, you know, I want to be part, and they won't accept me because I'm Middle Eastern.
Right.
Maybe his wife knew about his bisexuality. She says she did. So maybe he's driving in a car with her, and he's like, you know what? I hate the fact that they won't accept me because I'm Middle Eastern and, you know, I'm just going to, I could kill them all. And that could be what he said. He did. Here's the number one thing I hate. It's an act of terrorism, no matter how you look at it. Sandy Hook, act of terrorism, even though it was an American boy. People associate terrorism with outside the country. You know what I mean?
That's true. You're right.
But it's terrorism. Timothy McVeigh, that blew up Oklahoma building,
yeah.
That was terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Anything it causes is an act of terror. This was an act of terror. I don't believe for one second at all that he was associated or inspired by ISIS. I think he was driven by rage. I think that he was driven by
pressure.
I think that, you know, why are we all of a sudden hearing witness testimonies on how he's, you know, supporting Allah? And, all, you know, these are now coming out after the initial news stories broke about him. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, you would think that these people...
He was questioned, though, by the FBI twice about connection, though. Was he not?
That's a big fucking lie.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they want to scare America.
Okay.
Here it is. Perfect guy. Just like I don't believe the San Bernardino killers.
You don't believe they were terrorists?
I don't believe that they were associated with ISIS. I do not. I believe that they were one whack-bad freaking couple who were their own terrorist group, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that they wanted it to come across that way. But this is the same guy who just celebrated his birthday and snap. So
do you think that the government is hiding up it to try to keep hate crime, protecting hate crime over terrorism?
I don't know that they're protecting
wag the dog
hate crime over terrorism, Rob, but I think that they're promoting terrorism. Make people afraid. Make people scared.
And fill them with hate a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Okay, let's go back years and years and years ago before Kate was, could remember this instant.
I was born in 89.
Okay, it was before 1989. Mm-hmm. The term going postal came from the fact that a guy walked into a post office and shot up everybody. If that happened today, the first thing they would do is say that he was inspired by ISIS.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You don't see many Muslims as postal workers, so just saying.
Minus. That's just my thing. I think, you know, I'm going to be first to say I don't know why the government so badly wants us to fear terrorism. Keep us up. All right. Boston, okay?
Yeah.
1 million frickin' people locked themselves in their homes in fear of a 17-year-old boy. 1 million people locked themselves and not leave, afraid to leave, terrorized by a shot-up 17-year-old boy.
I thought they were really not locked up. I thought they were inside to the
police. And they were okay with that.
An easier way to find
them. You didn't need to lock up a million fucking people. I mean, seriously, you don't. And then they get these people so scared. They get them so scared of what is outside their door that they don't want to venture out. Because the government says we should be scared. There could be more terrorists. You know what? I am not letting a terrorist determine what I do, where I go, and if I go to Starbucks at night. And I'll be damned if they shut down this thing and they said to me, you know what, ma'am, there is a terrorist on the loose. We're following that trail of blood after we shot him, so you may want to stay inside. No, I'm going to Starbucks. If I have to go to the next town to get my Starbucks, I will. I'm going to Starbucks. Because you know what? They
just
knew where he
just
was.
Just stay away from the blood.
They knew. They followed that trail of blood. It was in that shut down that one block of homes. Not a million people. Please.
Yeah, he was hiding under the tarp in a boat in somebody's backyard, and he'd been there for several hours.
Yep.
Like, he'd been in there that afternoon, and it wasn't until, like, late evening that they determined he was under there.
Because some guy's like, oh, I wonder what's moving out there under the tarp of my boat. Let me go see if that's a terrorist. And the guy's like, oh, my God, Earl, be careful.
So, I got a question for you both. Stanley Cup champions Pittsburgh. Over 400,000 people in the downtown area city for this parade that we had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did it cross your minds at all about terrorism?
No,
that's a lot of people in this town.
There wasn't enough time to plan an attack.
I agree. That's exactly what I said. It was too short because
too short.
They come home, boom, the parade 48 hours later.
It really never crossed my mind.
Ever. Not once.
Yeah, we've already won the Stanley Cup. It's just not a big deal to me anymore.
Well,
no, not about the cup terrorism,
no,
sweetheart.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, we're having a big parade. Like, whatever.
The thing is, you know,
my thoughts didn't advance beyond that.
Anybody that would try to do anything stupid down there would screw it up because it would be too short of a notice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I believe that. I think you're right.
I mean, that's what I think. Now, because there's no way to know when it's going to be or how it's going to be or, you know, there's a lot of freaking people down there.
I mean,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Considering what people tend to do at these rallies when we win a big sporting event, they're like burning couches and flipping
cars
over.
That's the Steelers.
You know, didn't didn't the city, like, issue all these rules? If somebody does this tonight, if we win, you'll be arrested and we'll do this and that.
Yeah, they did because of the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm just saying the terrorists, I think, would be better off staying away from this.
Right. Here's the thing that surprised me.
What do you mean?
You have a Kenny Chesney concert.
Yeah, right.
And things are up. You have a Steeler loss, things erupt deadly.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Steeler Super Bowl win, things erupt deadly. You have the Penguins win, and people are out on the street from 10:30 at night to 2 o'clock in the morning cheering everywhere, and not a single thing happened.
That's true. You're right. It was very subdued.
Right. You got to look at the sport. Look at the sport of hockey. The kids that play that sport are from rich, well-to-do families. It costs a lot of money to teach your kid how to play hockey. It really does. Like, who wants to play hockey? Can't afford to send you all the equipment. You're talking at least a grand a month for hockey.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. So you got to.
Oh my God, are you class profiling sports now?
The sports are class profiled. How many poor, poverty-stricken Mexicans do you see playing hockey?
None.
How many African Americans do you see playing hockey?
None.
You go to the sport that is free to play. Basketball, baseball, football, all those sports, you go in your backyard, you can throw a bag down as a
we used cardboard paper.
You can.
We were very poor.
Like basketball, you cut a garbage can up as a hoop. There are many ways to do it, but hockey, there is not. You cannot ice skate without an ice skating rink. I grew up inner city. I can tell you, I don't even know where there was an ice. I didn't even know there was something called ice skating until I saw Dorothy Hamill doing a flip on the thing in the Olympics.
Please stay off the rivers in the winter because you will die.
Okay, you know what? But, yeah, I mean, like, ice skating,
Thank you, Rob.
Do that. People actually go out and put on these things, these blades. Aren't they deadly? I mean, like, I have no idea what ice skating was as a kid. Who cared?
They're deadly.
You've got to be rich, or you've got to have privileged to be able to.
Wow, that's a really interesting comment, but I agree with it. Kate, do you agree with that?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it really does make sense. Food for thought there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you got rollerblades, you could do it on pavement, but you still have to buy all the equipment.
Right. You got to buy the hot. You got to buy the ice. You got all this stuff. It's very expensive. And the thing is, like, and a parent that's going to be putting out that much money will make sure that their child does only that. Like, there was a first grader that's starting hockey with Boo. And he goes to no parties, no events, because every Saturday and Sunday he's in hockey practice. Well, his parents putting out so much money, they're going to make sure he's there and he doesn't blow it off.
Yeah.
I know that my,
it is expensive.
I know that my cousin, younger than me, played hockey, but only played it so long because he couldn't get a college scholarship and his parents couldn't afford the next level of hockey.
Plus, writing books was free, remember?
Writing books is right. Not really. No, it's not. Because you have to write them on somewhere.
You have to write them what? You
have to write them somewhere, whether it's paper,
true.
Pencil,
true.
Typer. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then considering like how much in snacks would you say we each put away every year when we're writing?
I'm going to say it's not $1,000. Well, maybe Starbucks.
Oh, dear God. It's a lot. I've eaten enough gummy worms lasting 4 years.
My snacks are like pickles.
Pickles?
Oh, my gosh. Pickles and peppers. Like anything like that I like. I enjoy eating salad, like a tomato salad at night is always a good thing.
Like this plate of pretzel weenie wraps, I could probably down this in one night.
You said weenie.
You know what? Noah's the same way. Noah will eat that whole. Now, me, I don't know. My idea of a good snack is ramen noodles.
Cheese. I'm a cheese hound.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Junior mints.
Here's the problem I have. I also feel like I need to eat when I'm watching TV. Mm-hmm. I have to snack on something when I'm watching TV.
Only cooking shows. They get me every time.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You're not having a weenie wrap, Rob?
I may, yeah. In the latter half of the show,
it
which starts in 1 minute.
Oh, wait. Is it really?
Yes.
All right, so let's talk. I guess we're not going to do a commercial. Wait, what do you want a commercial?
Jack, what? Oh, a commercial. Okay, cool.
Hey, this is, name that commercial, Rob. What would you like me to commercialize?
Commercialize?
I will make up my own commercial on the spot right now.
Okay. Rob's Truck O' Trash. He'll come to your house with trash that you can decorate your house with. All right, you got it? Can you do that? All right.
Do you need furniture? Are you poor?
You're not poor.
Do you need help deciding what works for you? Worry no more. Because all you got to do is dial 412-555. iRob. Rob. Rob. He is the junkyard man.
Scared the hell out of me.
He'll fill your house with stuff from his van.
And oh, what a man. That junkyard Rob man.
Rob the junkyard man. Call now, 412-555-I-ROB. 412-555-I-ROB. Again, 412-555-I-ROB. Okay.
That's not even a business number.
Jack, that was hysterical.
Let's talk about the apocalypse.
Yes. Okay, what kind of apocalypse food do you have this week, Jacqueline?
Rob has.
Besides pretzel weenie.
All right, come on in here, boo. We're talking about the apocalypse. Boo! Are you running because you want to try the apocalypse food? Boo?
I'll shut the door.
I think he's afraid of the seaweed.
Come on, you embarrassed me in the middle of the show. Okay, I apologize to my grandson. Okay, Rob has brought
Apocalypse Food 101. This evening's brand is,
first of all, Ocean Snack.
If you're going to let me eat this or make me eat this, what does it say about it?
It says,
what's convincing me that this could be a great apocalypse snack?
Nothing.
I know.
First of all, there's no MSG. No sugar. It's
gluten-free. Really?
But as an apocalypse food, within a week, this thing is going to be...
green?
It's going to be green and moldy.
And
so,
you won't know.
So no loss. Yeah.
Now, what kind of apocalypse... Rob dropped his microphone. Would we have this type of food for?
So Rob is going to cause a grid to black out, and then we'll all be in the apocalypse with our seaweed. Okay, well, I mean, obviously you'd get it by the ocean, but unless you're in Planet of the Apes, I don't know why you'd want to be near a large body of water during an apocalypse. Unless they're zombies, in which case you can cross that.
Can you make that yourself? Yeah,
like
if you live in California, you think you
can. No, you can't make it by yourself. You can do that because we're going to be trying to see what you do.
First of all, who knows what's in the ocean? It smells like grass in your backyard.
What was that? And now something else fell in the studio.
Oh my God, it's like a hurricane.
There's nothing. It's not plugged in yet. Probably.
I mean, like here, I'll pass this around.
Oh.
This is a piece of it. It looks like, yeah, like something that a piece of equipment would be wrapped in.
Anyway, it looks like a negative of a film, like
try.
From
here,
1983.
Everybody has to try. Give Rob a piece.
Okay.
I just want a little piece. That's way too big.
Well, I'll try the exact
holy
same time.
Crap.
Okay, here, I'll tear it easily.
Does it tear easy?
Boo is ready.
Yeah, it's like tissue paper.
Okay, wait, don't put it in your mouth yet. Give me a piece.
Wow, it's actually really pretty if you hold it in front of light.
Okay.
It looks like an autumn leaf.
Okay, this is what we
look, it's shit. Beautiful.
Now, everybody on the count of three. Everybody on the count of three. We'll put this. Let's pretend we're starving. This is the I don't know. None of us have tried.
Apocalypse sushi
this
snack.
This is the only thing we have to eat. Everyone puts it in their mouth on the count of three. Take a bite. One, two, three.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, it's bitter.
What the hell was that? Oh. Oh,
and we lost Boo.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Boo. No, you know what, baby?
Ugh.
Chaos at the radio station. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hot dog. Take a bite of hot dog.
Okay, people, don't ever, ever get that again. Kate, what is that again so people will not buy this?
Seaweed.
For the apocalypse.
Ocean snack, dried roasted seaweed. No MSG.
Oh. Take a drink of your iced tea, baby. Take a drink of your iced tea to wash it out of your mouth. So you've got to shut the door,
hey,
honey.
Hey, you got to take that home to Apocalypse Mom and Dad and let them try that.
You know what? I don't know if I should say this. My father is currently on a diet. I wonder if he'd be curious.
Wow.
Well, that was really weird.
You know what's going to happen? Kate's going to get her cigarette. I'm going to try this again with mayonnaise.
I'm gonna wrap my Father's Day presents in this when I get home.
Or that,
Dad, you can eat the wrapping paper.
How gross?
No MSG.
How gross was that, Boo?
It feels like I put hot sauce on a meat and then I ate it and it feels like macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese is not bad.
The iced tea
is
good. The iced tea is awesome.
Boo, I'm putting your ice. Here's the thing. The way you people have been spilling left and right, you and Boo.
Yes, dear. I confess, I have spilled many things tonight.
Okay. What time is it, Bob?
It is 9:38.
Let's bring on Harold.
Oh, yeah, Harold.
Harold.
Eat a weenie.
Harold.
Hello.
Hey, Harold, have you ever tried this dried roasted seaweed before?
Nope.
Okay.
No,
would
I
you
haven't.
Be willing to try it when you come to Pittsburgh? Will you be willing to try it?
Sure, I'll try it.
Okay. He's going to
try it, Rob. Harold, will you try it off my ab-covered stomach?
No, I won't do that.
Damn it. Come on, Harold. So annoying.
You can't get me drunk enough to do that.
We have booze. You can get drunk first.
Are you taking it to your sister?
I stopped drinking.
Don't feed it to the cat.
Boo's going to feed a piece of the seaweed.
My cat is smart enough not to eat that.
That cat's adorable. I love your
cat.
I love your cat. You have a very lovely pussy, Jackie.
I am beginning to hate that cat more and more every day. Yeah, Harold.
Well, careful, because when you say you hate something on the air, it usually gets run over.
I know, isn't that weird?
It's so true. No more.
I like this cat, too, so let's just leave him out of this.
The best of it was, 3 weeks ago on the Apocalypse Minute Show, the cat ran out the door while we were saying her goodbyes. It was out there for, like, hours.
Haters are going to hate you. Keep it together.
And I was like, you want to come in here? Good, you son of a bitch, for running out the door. What'd you do, get gang raped by a bunch of cats?
It's a little boy cat.
Gang raped.
No, he's not going to get gang raped.
I looked at him. I'm like, I don't know if I should let you in. You want it out. You look out that window every day saying, I went out. Well, you went out. Wasn't a good time, was it? Didn't get to eat. Had to look at garbage cans, didn't you? I shut the door on the cat.
Wow.
Wait,
let it back in. Wow. If that was a human, you wouldn't let it in your bunker.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That cat tests me. He tried to kill me.
What did you do?
Every time I walk down the steps, he jumps in front of me.
What? Excuse me? What did you call me?
Harold.
I said
Harold,
you can make great dishes out of cat.
Make great dishes out of cat. Meaning food, Rob, food.
Oh.
Instead of pig's feet.
Harold, no.
Instead of pig's feet, it's pussy feet, vinegar.
That's disgusting.
Not in China.
Not in China.
Have you ever been to Europe or Asia?
You know, feline stew.
Have you ever been to Asia?
No, I haven't even been to, like, Canada.
I'd rather eat humans.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Here we go. All right, people. Again.
Harold, can I eat you?
Well, no.
Ignore that question, Harold. Rose being obnoxious tonight.
All
right,
so
wait a minute. Opposed to any other night?
We really need to get on the subject of apocalypse for some reason. Or not.
Well, we are. We just tried apocalypse food.
Okay, wood. Either of the presidential candidates more than likely cause a global event to occur. Not so much the apocalypse. Do you think that either one of the candidates, we'll start with Rob, we'll give Harold a chance to think about it because he's a little slow.
He is a little slow. He can't help it.
He doesn't answer things very good.
No.
Maybe I'd guess, please.
See, exactly.
The question is, in your mind, do you believe that either of the presidential candidates, should they become president, would they, either of them or both, be likely to cause a global event, not so much the apocalypse, but a global event of a negative? Rob, if you fall one more time, I'm done. You're out the door standing in the frickin' rain. Okay, Rob, answer the question.
Yes, actually, surprisingly, both of them. So really.
Okay. Tell us why.
I do believe that Hillary Clinton will not stop a virus from spreading, sort of like
you
what Zika.
Stop a virus from spreading.
Yeah,
well, the question is, do you think they will
cause
the event? Not
absolutely.
Fail to prevent.
Yeah. Because
what is this button for?
They're not going to make correct money decisions of preventing things like that from happening once they start. Okay, Donald Trump.
You're saying inadvertently Hillary could cause a global event.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay, and Donald Trump, well, that's just obvious. So
he's already causing one.
Pretty much so, yeah. Other countries are already starting to hate us. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My answer is yes to both parties. And Paul Ryan, well, he's just going to go into gay porn, so I'm okay with that.
He should be in gay porn.
He should be in gay porn.
He should.
Anyway, another topic.
Like I say, I definitely think he's going to cause something if he hasn't already. Hillary, I'm going to say no for her. She just seems a lot more sensible than I think a lot of people want to give her credit for.
All right. Here's where the difference between men and women come in, not just because of the genitals. Grandchildren. Women are all about the lives of their grandchildren, even more so than the lives of their children. For some reason, you just get paranoid about your grandchildren. Like, you're always hearing things happening to kids. So when you had your own kids, you really didn't hear this. You don't pay as much attention as whenever you're a grandparent. So Hillary is a grandmother. She'll be twice over if she becomes president. She will not do anything that will put the lives of her grandchildren in jeopardy. Donald Trump spent 6 months away from his 9-year-old son. He doesn't give a shit. All right, Harold. No, I think that Donald Trump would inadvertently, not on purpose, start a global event. Harold, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Answer the question, Harold.
Both of them. Both have caused a problem. Yes. Hillary won't take the right action. Donald will piss people off and stand up for America. And that will cause the others to have to prove him wrong.
I believe that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, and Bernie Sanders, either one, that we will still be in the same situation with ISIS and other terrorist groups, slowly building in growing to more tax. Okay, slowly building and growing to more tax. Nothing is going to stop
it. And we'll have more terrorism here.
Yeah. Now, if Trump becomes president, this is across the table to everybody. Will we curve and growth that we're doing right now? Will we see an immediate spike in terror hits, or we see a drop? Rob. Trump.
Increase in terrorism. World War III. Countries fighting countries. Massive explosions in cities, and death tolls really high.
Kate?
I think it's going to increase. I don't think it's going to spike, though, just because ISIS still doesn't really have the means to do that. But, yeah, I think having Trump in office is going to kind of light a fire under them.
Okay.
I think having Trump in office will push things. We'll have, you know, our country will grow a little bit because, you know, businesses will improve and everything. But we're going to tick a lot of people off. And they're going to start getting together, trying to figure a way to take us out.
Okay, now here's where I'm going to go ahead and differ from everybody. First, I'm going to go on the table and honestly say, please do not misconstrue what I'm about to say with my love or like of Trump. But I'm going to go, history always seems to prove things. In 2001, after Bush became president, the terrorists pushed his buttons. They did not do it again in the entire 8 years, so 7 more years. Nothing else happened in this country because they realized he was a crazy motherfucker. Okay? So nothing else happened in this country. That was the longest running that we've had. Okay? Because we had, during the Clinton administration, his first term in office, with the terror strike on the Twin Towers, if you remember. A lot of people don't remember that. Okay? We had tried to blow up the Twin Towers, and then we had Timothy McVeigh blowing up the federal building. So nothing else happened with Clinton. I think it was more Cheney than Bush that people were afraid of. Okay? Reagan comes in office. Nothing happens after the first year because they realize this is an insane man. At 72 years old, he's not afraid to die for his country. Let's back off, okay? I think that should Donald Trump become president of the United States, within the first 6 months, something big is going to happen, and that will be the last big, meaning equivalent to 9/11.
Yeah.
That will be the last event that we will see, because he will be a 71-year-old man not afraid to die for his country. Okay? Now, Donald Trump will then initiate, in the first thing, Fortress America. Something, Harold, you know, you've heard of Fortress America, right?
Right.
Okay. I believe that Donald Trump will be the first person to not only talk about it, get that stupid cat out of here. Go, get out.
Hey, be nice to that cat.
Yeah, be nice to the pussy.
Okay. I think that he will be the first president to initiate or at least start the process of Fortress America, which for the next president after him, whether it's 4 years or 8 years, will face the consequences of Donald Trump's actions. That's what I believe. Anybody else have any backlash against what I said, Rob?
No, I really don't. I would have to tend to agree with that. Yeah, it was actually nicely stated.
They will push his buttons more than they would Hillary's buttons, okay?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is, they're right now, in my opinion, they are planning the ultimate big hit like 9/11, a repeat of 9/11, okay, for when Trump becomes president. Right now they're doing this hit here. Let's say you have a budget of $5 million. They're doing maybe 15 hits to equal that $5 million. If Trump becomes president, they're going to have one hit that's that much. And that's what they're planning on, one hit that's going to make an impact. And it will be a mistake. Harold, what do you think about what I said?
I agree with you on that. They're, you know, the thing is, they may wait, you know, once he's elected, in November, once he gets elected, they have between November and January to get ready.
Right. I think they have two plans.
They're going to come across the border. They're going to come across before that wall gets put up.
Are you thinking, Harold, that maybe the inauguration, something that happened? Has anything ever happened at a presidential inauguration?
No, I think they'll wait till after, you know, either right before the 20th of January, or it'll be within the first 6 months after he's in office.
I honestly think that there's never been any terrorist hit during a presidential inauguration, ever. I don't understand how the police can effectively find somebody in the crowd.
Washington shuts down completely for that. I mean, they have checkpoints, everything. And they have people in the crowds.
So you move your terrorists into that area before it even happens. Your terrorist lives like they did in Florida, learning how to drive planes. All this is, I don't know, I just think that we're, like you said, within 6 months, we're going to see something huge, comparable to if he becomes president.
I mean, all it would take is one person to impersonate the security guard.
You can't do that at those events.
Okay, wear a vest. Hey, Harold, 350, 400,000 people standing around waiting for him to become president. You get one guy working with an explosive device, he can avoid the dogs long enough to get into the middle of a crowd and press go, you know? And if he's living in that area.
But he's not going to be able to impersonate any of the security people.
He could put on his Donald Trump Forever shirt, wave his Donald Trump flag, wearing an explosive vest underneath his coat because it's wintertime. An explosive vest that he's been working on for 6 months because he's able to piecemeal it together, walk out into the middle of the crowd and blow himself up along with a bunch of other people. It can be done.
It can't be done that way, but somebody
wouldn't even
need
an explosive.
Impersonating
just
a security personnel, you can't get through that.
Right.
As an average person, he has a better chance.
Right, and then you're going to – Kate thinks just a gun, and, you know, a gun can do a lot of damage, as we know, okay? But I think more of an impact would be Donald Trump giving his inaugural speech and somebody in the distance just seeing an explosion blowing off. That would be visually, and that's a lot of what terrorism is about, the visual impact. So visually, to me, personally, I can't believe this has not happened yet in America. I cannot believe – but it's – But before, when President Obama was inaugurated back in 2009, we had terrorism, but I don't think that they were as sophisticated or as big as they are right now. You know, so, you know, I look for something to happen. I'm going to go on and make a prediction. Trump will become president of the United States. The reason he will become president of the United States is because he's going to pick probably the best running mate you can have. I don't know who that is, but he's going to be president because of his running mate. And I'm going to predict that something is going to happen within the 6 months, and it's going to be close to Trump, which will almost take his life, like with Reagan. It will be almost a repeat. The reason that Hillary will not win the general election is because she's going to make a lame-ass move on her running mate. She's going to pick Elizabeth Warren, and that is going to be the biggest mistake she can make. Nobody wants... It's tough enough to put one woman in the White House, but two, you're just not going to do it. Because Elizabeth Warren doesn't have what it takes to be president. Now... Trump is going to, ready? Jeb Bush. That is who's going to be vice president. That's my pick.
There's no way. No way.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No, he won't get elected if he picks Jeb Bush.
Okay, thank you, baby. Who do you think he'll pick as vice president running mate, Rob?
I think he's going to pick the governor of Ohio.
Kasich? I don't think he's going to pick Ben Carson. Ben Carson will be Secretary of Education. Or he will be the new attorney. He will be the new, what is it, doctor? What is the medical one called?
He'll be surgeon.
Surgeon general.
Yeah. Now, he did let a little thing slip out. You ready? Mm-hmm. He said the other day that one of his finalists for VP is a decorated general with government experience.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I know who's going through my mind.
Who?
Colin Powell.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Tom Powell's already said he won't do it.
All right, Caitlin, who do you think Donald Trump will pick as
president? He will not.
I mean, I think it'd be smart.
Harold, your name is not Caitlin.
Yes.
Shut up, Harold.
Well, I am setting
smart,
up.
Would...
I caught it.
I think if he's smart, he would pick either a woman or a minority.
I think he should pick a woman if he's smart, or a minority. You're right, Rubio or Marina.
Because those are the two biggest groups that he's pissed off at this point.
All right, because we're almost done with the show. Robert, Hillary Clinton, who's she going to pick as her running mate?
Oh, geez, that's a good one.
Come in.
Wow, I really don't know. I'm sorry.
Caitlin, I guess.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
That's a good guess. Harold, who do you think? Hillary, who do you think?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hillary Clinton, who would she pick as her running mate?
I think Warren. Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, flashbang game real quick.
I love the
flashbang. Yes.
I love the flashbang game.
All right. Oh, my God, Boo. Seriously? Hopefully you didn't disconnect us. This poor speaker, if it dies, it's $300 coming out of somebody's ass. Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyhow, flashbang game.
It'll taste better.
Zombie apocalypse. Who would you choose to be with? Are you ready? Real quick.
Ready.
Wrestler.
Ready.
John Cena versus Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Rob.
Tina.
I'm going to say Dwayne Johnson. He just seems more versatile.
I'm going to go with The Rock because I think The Rock has a bigger penis.
Oh, my God.
The big Johnson has a big Johnson.
How do you say?
Carol says Johnson, too, because he has a big penis.
Because he's part Indian.
Well, sorry.
Part Indian and part
Somalia. He is super attractive and hot. And he always is a hero. I don't like John Cena, although the John Cena I think would make me laugh because there's something about him that's, when you see him off screen, he's really funny. You know, they have a real life feud, if you get a chance, YouTube that. The real life feud between The Rock and Cena, and it shows real interviews of them two, like, hating each other.
By the way, your baby grandson, the first time I met him, he gave me the Dwayne Johnson eyebrow.
He can do that. I don't know how he can do that. And that concludes the Apocalypse Now Show. Once again, we want to thank Victim Harold for stopping by.
Thank you for inviting me.
I wouldn't lose any listeners this week because, like, we've been on a steady 20 to 30 people a day we're having listening to our show. So,
wow.
It's pretty good. We've worked out to hundreds a week.
Nice.
And it's all because Harold
has a
dream
date.
I'm going to do next week. We introduce Win a Dream Date with Harold. One, thank everyone.
Woo!
Boo, thank you for the closing statement. Everybody have a good night.
Say good night. Say good night. Good night, everybody. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Good night.
And good luck.
Brock, fast.
Rob. Cena.
Brock.
Harold. Harold hung up.
Brock.
He sucks. All right.
Wait.
I'm here.
He's here.
Hey,
Brock. Get ready to go. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. More time and it's over.